come about 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, every bit of silence that you've experienced these last several weeks, all out the window. And the NFL will be open for business, and the Eagles expected to be right in the mix for a lot of things. Exactly what, we don't know, and that's why we bring in our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Cappy, the calm before the storm is how I like to put it. How about you?
Yeah, it is. And now we have the new rule, Dave, as you know, over the weekend, where teams can talk to players, agents from other teams, and that's good. I mean, that makes the process a little bit more transparent. But I think what the difference is this time, I still think that teams were less likely to talk about money. They just want to get the lay of the landscape of what agents were thinking for their players. And then I think what will happen is over the next 2 days, you're just basically going to hear them start talking about money. And then right at 4 p.m. Eastern, as always, Dave, right at the start of free agency, some deals will go off the board.
How active will it be, Adam? How involved do you anticipate initially the Eagles will be?
I think they'll be pretty active. This free agency, just overall, Dave, is nothing like it was coming out of lockouts years ago. There are very few big-name free agents. There are a lot of good football players. You just really have to be careful about how you spend your money, although the Eagles have they're in great cap position, around $34 million. You don't want to go crazy. So I think they'll be active, but I think what's going to happen is if there are a lot of teams in the mix for certain players that they like and it goes a little bit above the value that they want to spend, I don't think they will overspend this time.
Adam, who are the players who are going to make the most money in free agency? As you say, no real stars. Mike Wallace maybe an example of a big-name player who plays a glamour position. In your opinion, who will get the highest two or three contracts in terms of upfront guaranteed first-year money in this free agency period?
Well, you mentioned Mike Wallace, and you could see in our free agent film room series where Greg Cosell shows him. Mike Wallace is a straight-line speed guy, maybe the best deep threat in the league. Doesn't offer the versatility of some other players, but he makes you have a safety deep, and I think he clearly is going to get a huge contract. He separates himself from all the other receivers for free agency. I think Jared Cook of the Titans. I expect the Eagles to be in on that situation a little bit. Heavy, I have no idea, but I think he's a guy that would intrigue them. I think he's going to get a big deal, but you got to be careful. This guy does not put up big numbers, but he's a guy that you could play outside. Now, on defense, Deshaun Goldson of the 49ers should get a big deal. I think he's the top free agent safety. I think Glover Quinn, also of the Texans, will get a big deal. And Cliff Averill, and you've got to see the film room piece we did on Cliff Averill. This guy can absolutely play in a 3-4 defense, and he's a guy I think will get a huge contract.
Adam, you mentioned some of the options at safety. Obviously, the secondary in need of a dramatic improvement from the performance the last couple of years. Will the Eagles sign a safety in free agency?
I think they will. I think they will, but again, I think they're going to be judicious in the kind of money that they spend. I don't think you want to overpay. It's a position where there have been a lot of busts in free agency. You got to be careful. You got to understand how the guy fits. And I think that there are probably 4 to 5 starters left. Jarris Bird got the franchise tag. William Moore re-signed. So with the Falcons, that lowers the list a little bit. And then, you could get some real bargains in free agency as we progress here. And I think that's the good thing, David. If you don't get the Laron Landrys of the world or Glover Quinn or Goldson, there are some other good football players you could take a look at.
You mentioned Jared Cook, tight end from the Tennessee Titans. I'm just curious, why would you think the Eagles would be interested in a player like that? Brent Celek has been very productive here. Some drops last year, some big hits he took. But generally, when called upon, Celek has delivered. Why do you think tight end would be a position where the Eagles would look?
No one even close to him in free agency. He's by far the best vertical threat. In fact, Dave, he lined up 57% as a wide receiver last season. On third downs, only lined up, this is amazing, as an inline blocker on 18 snaps, the rest as a wide receiver. This guy is a big-time athlete. As one high-ranking NFC executive told me, he's a super freak athlete. But thing is, he has not been asked to block very much. His numbers should have been better than they have been, but I would say this. Look at the quarterbacks he's played with in Tennessee. I think he's a unique guy. But caveat to all this, Dave, this is the best tight end class in probably the last 15 to 20 years. So if you don't get a guy like Jared Cook, could probably get someone similar in the draft.
Adam, I guess I approach this free agency period as the first time really that we get a clue as to what Chip Kelly is looking for in players. Is that kind of the way you're looking at things?
It is. That's a great point. And the body types, as Howie Roseman said, the definitions of a Chip Kelly player on offense, at least, I think you're going to learn that. And, you know, and don't discount them signing a wide receiver sometime in free agency, just someone who could really run. They want to get guys who could move that ball in a short area, 20 to 30 yards, run after the catch, get downfield. There are not a lot of those guys in free agency. And then I think defensively, they have so much work to do at cornerback and safety, defensive line. I think that's where a lot of their cap dollars are going to go, Dave, on defense.
Adam, you mentioned wide receiver, and the Eagles linked through a report this weekend with Danny Amendola, a former Eagle who really went to St. Louis and had some great success. Any truth in that rumor?
Well, I think, Dave, he would kind of fit for the short area situation, but I don't see them signing him. I think they do have interest. But in the end, will they sign him? No, I don't think they will. This is an interesting wide receiver draft, Dave, by the way. Not great, not top-heavy, but their speed and size, I think, as you move along here. But I do think they will probably look to sign a veteran free agent later, not in the beginning, but later in free agency.
All right, last one, Adam. The Eagles have a list of free agents. Nnamdi Asamoah is not one of them. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is one of them. When 4 o'clock rolls around here on Tuesday, what will the Eagles' cornerback situation look like?
I think they will be without a starter in the secondary. All 4 jobs will be open. Nnamdi Asamoah, they'll get $11 million back on their cap, and I think he will be playing elsewhere. And Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, you never want to rule him coming out because he's a talented player, way too inconsistent. If his number comes in way low, you never know about him returning. But right now, Dave, I doubt that he returns.
Well, Adam, we shall find out. The fast and furious free agency period begins on Tuesday, 4 p.m. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you.